Dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you had an amazing weekend. It was a beautiful weekend in Pensacola. I know I enjoyed the beach this weekend. Cabaret Off-Broadway was awesome. I'm sure we'll talk to Malcolm Ballinger about that next. But first, we have the lovely Christina Leavenworth with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good Monday morning. Christina runs the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. So if you have your any questions, buying, selling a home, anything, please join in the conversation, 437-1620. You can call or text. We would love to hear from you this morning.
So yeah, the real estate market, it has been busy. We're back into multiple offer situations. The whole key is pricing it right. And I was actually interviewed the other day where I was looking at numbers from last year to this year, and we're seeing less homes sold. So I looked at the month of April, and there was about 1,100 homes sold. And the average price, I was around like $375 per house. Now we have around 800 homes sold in the month of April at like $385. So the prices went up, even though everyone's expecting this crash.
Yeah, I did think there was going to be a crash.
Yeah, the way the economic structure is set up, it's very difficult for there to be a crash because people have equity in their homes.
Okay.
So if you have equity in your homes, you don't have to necessarily give the home away.
Right. And I think that we were hearing that, though.
People were thinking that with the interest rates going up so much. But then they've tapered off a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we have seen, you know, just the buyers got used to them. The 2.5-3% interest rates were unicorn rates. That's what we want to call them because they happened once, you know, in a lifetime. Now they're a little bit more normal. And it just took a second for the buyers to get used to that. But as we were saying, I was telling you before we got started, we're finding creative ways to help buyers out with interest rate buy downs with different ideas there to help them out, to get them to a payment they're comfortable with.
Right.
And, you know, they're able to buy the house they want.
That's awesome. I know personally when I was trying to sell a home, it did go through a little phase where it was taking a minute.
Yeah.
And that kind of made you nervous a little bit. So
absolutely,
that's good. It's picking back up.
And it's all about facts, you know, looking at like, hey, what are average days on market? Mm-hmm. And we reflect what the market shows and looking at that and communicating that with your seller so they have good expectations rather than thinking, oh, this is going to sell in one day.
Right.
We look
at
that neighborhood and we say, hey, here's the average days on market so they understand.
Okay.
And then we can plan accordingly.
Right. That's awesome. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, Christina Leavenworth with It's Monday, Christina. Here we go.
I know. And there's a lot of L's there.
There is a lot of L's. Leavenrinke Realty. Yay, I got it out. We have a friend texting. Oh, sure miss your voice on the news in the morning, Christina. Good to hear again. So glad you're doing great in real estate.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me so happy. You know, I was talking to Candy as I came in, and it definitely is nice not working that whole 3 a.m. till noon shift. But in
real estate,
you work 24-7.
I was just asking Christina, I'm like, are you busy all the time?
Yes, but it's self-imposed. And when you know, I tell people all the time, it's not fun to not sell houses. It's not fun for the seller, and it's not fun for me. And yeah, if you're doing it right, you're working a lot, but that's what your customers deserve. You know, they have hired you and you need to take that job very seriously.
I think there's a lot of joy in what you do.
Oh my goodness.
People finding their homes, people selling their homes and moving into something like, I can see how that can be very fulfilling in your career.
Oh my goodness. We love it. And your home is your most valuable asset. And it's not just that, you have memories there and there's a lot of emotion there. So you really need someone that gets that, that you're not just selling a house. This is a place that you had Christmases with your children and there's a lot going on.
There's a lot of emotion attached to it.
There's a ton of
emotion. You definitely want someone that's there for you and committed to selling your house and making sure it goes well and it goes smoothly.
Exactly. You know, and if you've sold a home before, there's tons of realtors that just put a sign in your yard and you never hear from them again.
Oh, man, I know.
And that's bad for the entire industry.
It is.
It's not cool.
You're absolutely right. Earl from Gulf Breeze, if a seller is not in a hurry to sell, what does Christina think of listing the house well above the current market and waiting for the right buyer to come along?
honestly, we have not seen that be very effective in our market. People are not giving these lowball offers.
Okay.
And finding that right buyer may not be out there. It sounds like maybe if the seller really doesn't have strong intentions to sell, mm-hmm. then, you know, they can do whatever they want. They can price it wherever they want.
Right.
However, sometimes you mess yourself up. When you list mm-hmm. it too high, people see it's been on the market for a really long time.
That's true.
And they wonder what's wrong with it.
Yes.
Or, you know, a friend of them says, hey, it's been on the market 120 days. You should offer something crazy low. And then everyone gets upset.
Yeah.
The realtor gets upset. The seller gets upset. Mm-hmm. So we have found that that hasn't been a real effective approach. But I always like to say the customer is always right.
True.
And we're willing to try it and then, you know, reevaluate once we get solid mm-hmm. feedback on pricing and then talk about it and have a conversation. Because again, the goal is to sell houses. It's not right. fun to not sell houses.
And I think it's important to have a great realtor like Christina to give you that knowledge and education that you need. Because, you know, any seller's like, I want to sell it for $500 and it's worth $2,000. It's good that they have you on their side to say, hey, let's look at the big picture of the pros and cons and what could happen if we do it this way or that way. So definitely get someone that's knowledgeable and is willing to help you, you know, educate you on real estate. I know I'm not very educated on real estate, so it's good to have someone in your corner that knows what they're doing. A friend of ours texted in, ARM loans still popular?
ARM loans. Okay. So that's adjustable rate mortgage.
Okay.
So we are seeing those become more popular again because the hope is you lock it in now and then you refinance when they drop down a bit. However, if interest rates are at 6.5%, what we're seeing more of are these interest rate buy downs where you work with the seller and you say, hey, I really want to buy your house. I'm going to pay you what you want for it, but I want you to help me buy down the interest rate. So perhaps maybe they're buying it down 1 point. So that would get it down to like 5.5%. Mm-hmm. Or there's something called a 2-1 buy down. So if a 2-1 buy down, you the first year, if it's let's call it even at 6%, your first year your interest rate would be 4%. Mm-hmm. The second year it would be 5%. And then after that second year it would settle in at 6% and lock there.
Okay.
But the whole theory is again at that point, hopefully the interest rates are at a different rate where you refinance and it makes sense.
Okay. So after the end of that third year, you can refinance or is it?
You can. And a lot of these lenders are letting you refinance for free.
Oh.
They're not even charging you. And we have a lender partner that does that. So they're saying, hey, let's go ahead and get you this home now, but you can refinance for free if the interest rates drop, which is huge.
Right.
It takes a lot of the scariness out of it.
It is kind of scary and there's a lot of paperwork involved. Mm-hmm. So, wow, I didn't know that. That's really good to hear.
And that's why it's important to have an educated realtor mm-hmm. on your side telling you these things.
Right.
I remember when I bought, no one told me any of this. Mm-hmm. Like you can re-amortize as well. That means where, let's say you're selling your home, but you want to buy the new home and you're using that money from your house to buy the new one. If the timing doesn't work out quite right, you can then sell your home after and go to the bank and say, okay, now I want you to reconfigure my loan with this $100,000 factored in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And they do that for you for free. And no one told me that when I like when
no
I was buying a house.
No one told me that.
And that's why it has been fun being in this industry, being like, oh my gosh, there's so many things that the average person doesn't know that we can share with them to really help them out financially.
Absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm speaking with Christina Leavenworth. She runs the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. You can visit them at bestrealtorsinpensacola.com or give them a call at 850-378-1260. You can talk with Christina or someone on our team. They'd be happy to help you. If you'd like to join in this conversation, you have a question about loans, selling, buying, please do. It's 437-1620. We're talking about the market, how it's doing, interest rates. I know we were all a little nervous about interest rates for a while, so that's good to know that they're kind of settling down and we're just kind of getting used to them.
Yeah, and so the Fed just, you know, hiked rates again.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing is the last time they did that, mortgage rates actually went down.
Huh.
And it's this weird,
that is weird,
you know, formula they have, and there's no crystal ball on what it will do. So they raised hiked rates again. Mm-hmm. And so what the mortgage industry is thinking is that they may come down again. They're not sure, but mm-hmm. a lot of people are not speculating they're going to like spike up like to 10% or anything like that.
Do you deal with renting and things like that too, or just
so we
selling?
Really stay in our lane.
Okay.
We really stay in our lane with helping people buy and sell, but the rental market in Pensacola has been pretty crazy.
Yes, and I was wondering if you knew anything about that with the...
Yeah, I know there's more inventory with all these developers building apartment complexes, so that should help things settle out a little bit, but we have definitely seen just rents be high. And this is something else I wanted to add. When people have been all, you know, worried about the market, once you have owned, if you have the capability to own again, you likely don't want to go back to renting. Okay. And that is kind of across the board where you just, it's like, this is my home. I want to make the changes I need to make to it. I don't want a landlord to tell me in a month that I have to move out. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of homeowners, no matter what interest rates are, they're just going to look at what does the payment look like for me and then adjust from there.
And what do you think about, I know when I was trying to sell a home, he's like, why don't you just rent it out?
It depends on your situation.
It depends on the situation. Yeah. Or you should just rent it out because of the market and the interest rates and all this and then come back to it later. But do you feel like it's at this stage, it's probably better to sell at this point?
It really depends on your situation and what's best for you. And we sit with people and we tell them that. We tell them the truth. We have told people before, I don't think you should sell. You don't have enough equity. And we're super honest with them. Or I think you really need to do these things to your property first to get the most money. Right. And we're able to help people wherever they're at. As a rental, it depends. A, can you afford another home while still holding on to that rental? If you can't, then maybe that is not the solution for you. A lot of my military families, they have enough going on and enough stress to think about a rental here when they're in San Diego. Sometimes that is a lot for them, and it's too much stress for them.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with Christina Leavenworth. She runs the Leavenworth team at Leaven Rinke Realty. If you have any questions about buying, selling, loans, maybe an interest rate question, please join us at 437-1620. You can call or text. We are happy to say that the market is good. It's doing great. Things are going smoothly now. And there was a little bump there for a little bit, but I think things have picked up the pace a little bit.
Yeah, it's still a seller's market because of lack of inventory. We just don't have enough homes. And that's the way it is right now. However, buyers jumping in, they can negotiate a little bit more. It's not as crazy as it was in 2021 where people, homes are selling in 2 seconds and people are offering up their firstborn. That's not happening anymore. But you can come in and say, hey, I'd like you to cover some closing costs. Or can I have the night to like think about this and sleep on it? And this is a healthier market for everyone. Buyers should not feel like they have to make a bad decision and be forced to rush into something. And honestly, a seller doesn't even want that buyer doing that because they may cancel. They may change their mind. So you want truly a motivated seller and a motivated buyer. You want someone who truly wants to buy your house. And everybody, I think, wins a little bit. Sellers, again, home prices are up from last year, believe it or not. We're just not seeing as many homes sold because a lot of sellers in their homes, they are locked in at a 2.5-3% interest rate. So to get them to move, it is going to really have to be a big life decision. We need a big house, or we really do need to downsize, or we need a new location. We don't like these schools. Something like that. Otherwise, if they're just kind of okay for now, a lot of them are just staying put.
Right. I know in my old neighborhood, we had a house we were talking about. They sold within this house across the street. It was within, I think, 45 minutes. It had like 5 offers on it. It was literally that crazy. It was like 45 minutes. And the person that bought it didn't even see the house. They lived out of state.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah.
It was like 45 minutes.
Yeah, that is awesome.
There was a time, but like you said, it's better now for both parties to just be able to take a breath, you know, think about things.
But we are still getting homes that are getting offers within 45
really,
minutes.
Really, you are?
That's still happening.
Wow.
So it's just not as crazy. Mm-hmm. And the key is really pricing it correctly. And
that's
we're
true.
Not, by pricing it correctly, we're not giving away a home or anything. Mm-hmm. We're looking at the numbers based on what the market says of comparable homes sold and then pricing your home according to that. If the most recent home is not as good of condition as your home, then your home will have more value, that sort of thing. And I know we had a question earlier regarding, you know, should I just price my home super high and hope the right buyer comes along? The whole key is it has to appraise. And I tell people all the time,
if
I could sell your home for $1 million, I would.
Yeah.
Everyone would win.
Everyone.
However, an appraiser comes out, and if it doesn't appraise, the person is not going to be fully approved for that loan unless they come up with some creative solutions to make up the gap there.
Absolutely. And if you would like to speak with Christina or someone on our team, you can give them a call at 850-378-1260. Visit them at bestrealtorsinpensacola.com. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm with Miss Christina Leavenworth with Leaven Rinke Realty. I said that. Look at there.
Perfect.
Got it
Great
out.
Job, Tammy.
It's Monday. There was a lot of L's. If you would like to join in the conversation, please do. 437-1620. And so I know when I was selling a house, it is very important communication with the realtor.
Oh, my goodness.
With your realtor is just... And I know you're top-notch with that.
That is our superpower.
Yes.
That is our superpower. I mean, if someone is reaching out to us, if anyone has experience working with us, they're getting responses in seconds.
I love it.
And our whole goal is you never have to reach out to us for anything. We're always one step ahead of you where you're not having to ask us like, hey, wait, did it appraise? We've already communicated with you. Here is the day we expect the appraisal back. We're going to be in touch. And yeah, communication is key. Again, it's it's your most valuable asset. It's super emotional, whether you're on the buying or selling side. So you need to know what's going on.
Right.
It's huge. Because I know, and I tell my team this all the time, when someone is selling or buying a house, every single dinner that husband and wife have or that couple has, they're talking about their house.
Absolutely.
That's all they're talking about. They are looking it up on the internet, looking at pictures again, driving by it at all hours of the night. Like they're so excited. Mm-hmm. And we just need to be there communicating with them, letting them know, hey, it is still going well. Everything is going great. You're good. Like sleep well at night. Let me worry about the other stuff. Mm-hmm. We're the professionals here. Communication is key.
And that's
a
so important.
A lot
important.
Of realtors just... aren't that great at it. There's a lot of great realtors in our market.
Yeah,
there's a lot of great realtors in our market, but communication is key.
Right. And I've dealt with a non-communicating side of it, and it's not fun.
No.
It's not fun to worry and wonder and question. So that's great that you're communicators and that y'all will definitely keep in touch the whole time during the process. I know that's a very stressful time when you're buying or selling a house. Either way, it's stressful.
And we even set up pre-scheduled like check-in calls.
Okay.
And a lot of times it may be a long closing and everything's going well. And that check-in call is just like, hey, how are you? What are you doing this weekend? Everything's going great with your house. Because it's just reassuring them everything is going great.
Absolutely. That is so important. Let's talk a little bit about new homes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How is that going? The market with building new homes and things
like that? Yeah. So if you're buying a spec home, like a D.R. Horton, an Adams home, a Flynn built type of thing, there is a little bit more inventory out there. And we're seeing some really great deals there.
Okay.
They're giving, you know, paying for a lot of your closing costs. They're also able to give some great interest rates, offering some great incentives with a house, maybe like blinds throughout or a fence. There's some negotiating power there. And I love selling new homes because you're not inheriting someone else's mistakes in that house.
True.
And I love selling all houses, but it's great because you got to make it your own. And
right,
you got to like add, you know, shiplap here, do whatever you want. And it's a fun process.
That is fun. And I see so many new neighborhoods coming up.
Yes. Yes. It's because of that whole inventory problem. These major companies, they have huge analysts looking at everything. And every single economic person out there is saying, build, build, build. Pensacola needs more houses.
Oh, yikes. Because the market.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we see that. I've seen that driving by. I'm like, oh, there's another new neighborhood. Yeah. There's another new neighborhood. So that's awesome. We definitely need more houses here in Pensacola for everyone coming in from other states. I know we had that rush there for a little bit. Navy Federal people coming in. So definitely that's going to help the market for sure. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm with Christina Leavenworth with Leaven Rinke Realty. If you would like to know more, please visit their website at bestrealtorsinpensacola.com or give them a call at 850-378-1260. You can talk with Christina or someone on her team. And if you have a question, please don't hesitate to join the conversation at 437-1620. Let's go back to the market. So we were talking about interest rates and how they're kind of stabilizing a little bit. We're kind of getting used to them. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. And I was talking to someone last week on the show, and it was Pete Moore Chevrolet, and he's been in the car business for 30 years. And he said that interest rates were 16%. when he was selling cars years and years. He said, everyone thinks this is horrible. Yeah. He said it was 16% and they thought that was good back then.
I mean, the same thing with real estate back in the like early 80s, they were 18 to 20%. And I hear these horror stories. So a lot of those people are like, what are you guys like worrying about? 6% is nothing. My first house I bought was 6.5% and that was a deal. And that was back in 2007.
Yeah.
So, you know, they fluctuate. You can always refinance. It's really all about looking at the payment. Like, what can you afford? What do you feel is comfortable for you and your family?
Right.
And then going from there, where the interest rate, if you look at it that way, shouldn't affect you too much. Yes, you could afford more home a year and a half ago, but 2.5% interest rates are gone right now. So
yeah, we're sad. We're going to cry a tear about that one. Yeah, but we've got to pick our feet up and move forward, right?
And this is normal. This is a normal market. So, and people, again, it's a spring market. People like to secure houses right now because they're hopefully going to be moving in the summer.
Oh,
so they don't disrupt their kids' schooling and just life and stuff. So we are seeing it like be more cyclical, like a normal market where spring and early summer is super busy. And then the holidays, things slow down. People are doing Christmas with their families. They're doing Thanksgiving. Right. And that is a normal market.
And can you tell me, how long have you been doing this? How long have you been selling houses?
Okay, yes. I started back when I was in TV, when I was doing news. I was on the morning show. I got my license in 2016 and then started doing it full-time in 2017. And, you know, realized that a lot of the skills from working in TV journalism translate really, really well. Communication being a big part of it. And then just the whole get it done mentality. Like, we are going to call 1,000 people until we can find an electrician that can come to your house and deal with those exposed wires in less than 20 minutes and get it done.
That's
the fun part of it. And just, you know, getting to know people and communicating with them.
Absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm speaking with Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinky Realty. If you would like to know more, you can visit them at bestrealtorsinpensacola.com. I love that website, by the way.
It's fun.
It's fun to say. Yeah, Best Realtors in Pensacola.
I know,
or call them at 378-1260. You can talk with Christina or someone on her team. They would be happy to answer your questions. Or you can join in the conversation at 437-1620. We have a few minutes left. Can you talk again about ways to lower your interest rate?
Yeah, there's plenty of ways out there. And you can talk with a good lender about it. And we can connect you. You can do an interest rate buy down. And you can get the seller to cover that for you. Or possibly if you have the funds, that could be something you as part of your closing costs. There's other buy downs called like a 2-1 buy down, a 3-1 buy down. There's a lot of options out there. You just really have to talk to a bank that has a lot of products to see what's best for you and your family.
Right. And you said the 2-1 buy down is whenever you start off lower interest rate and it goes up over the years?
Yeah. So there's a 2-1 and then there's a 3-1 and they keep coming up with new things. So if the normal interest rate is 6% with a 2-1 buy down, the first year it's 4%. The second year it's 5%, and then it locks and settles at 6%. And either you'll be okay with it, or if interest rates are down, you can refinance it. And a lot of lenders are saying that they will do a free refinance if interest rates go down. It's usually limited to a certain amount of time, but that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. That gives you some time.
Yeah.
Gives the market some time.
Yeah.
And it gives you options, honestly.
It gives
and I feel
options.
Like that's what we need is options, especially right now.
Do you want to talk about things sellers can do to get
Absolutely.
The most bang for their buck?
Yes.
So some of my favorite things to tell a seller, depending on the state of their house, paint.
Paint
goes such a long way. Mm-hmm. If you have, you know, a real dark color or if it's just looking kind of worn, putting on a lighter color and just getting a fresh coat, that is one of the easiest and cheapest things you can do for your house.
Okay.
Curb appeal. Adding just a pop of color outside, making sure that your yard is freshly cut, and just going to, you know, Lowe's or something and grabbing some pretty little plants with some bright color, that helps a ton. And a deep clean. Deep clean is huge. We help our clients stage their homes, and that doesn't mean taking out all their furniture and putting new stuff in. We work with their existing stuff to make it look the best it can look.
That's some great ideas. Absolutely. It's nice that you said a few things that weren't like remodel your whole kitchen and your bathroom because that gets daunting.
Almost every single time someone asks us if they should do it, our answer is almost always no. Because if you spend $30,000 to remodel your kitchen, if you get $35,000 back, that $5,000 is not worth the pain, suffering, and money that you put into it. If you're asking me, like, I'm going to stay here, Christina, for another 3 years and I really want a new kitchen, I'd say, do a kitchen because you want a new kitchen.
Right.
And then you will hopefully get a little bit of, you know, money as resale value. But we don't recommend people do major remodeling projects.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to know. Yeah. Because I think if you looked it up on Google, it would tell you something different.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, how to fix my home, remodel the whole thing.
Yes, yes. You know, and even just doing, if you have carpet, getting a carpet cleaner out there, and we help you mm-hmm. with all that. But we try to limit the amount of money you're putting out before listing your home, because it's not fun to spend money on things that you won't use. Like to remodel an entire kitchen and then not get the joy of using it. No.
That would be sad. No. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Christina. I look forward to having you on again in a couple of weeks. So if you think of anything between now and then, join us, 437-1620. She'll be on in just a couple of weeks with us. You can also visit their website at bestrealtorsinpensacola.com or give them a call at 378-1260 to talk with Christina or someone on our team. Coming up, we have Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. We have a lot to talk about. He's always fun to have on the show, so stay tuned.